Early Breakfast with Abs on Cape Talk.
Your number one news and talk station.
Joining you on the line this morning is Claudia Berger. Claudia Berger is is a program director at Annex. Now, Annex are tackling a very, very serious issue these days, which is the issue of human trafficking. For many of us, whenever we think about human trafficking, we always think about something that's very distant from us. But you know, if you think that is the case, I implore you to think again, because it is really, really something that is closer to home. Claudia Berger, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Hi, good morning. It's my pleasure.
Claudia, as I've mentioned in my intro, that whenever we think about human trafficking, whenever we think about slavery, I mean, for you and I, it's something that seems so distant. It's something that, you know, doesn't apparently in our minds, that doesn't really directly affect us. But what you're saying as Annex, it's right here on our doorstep.
Very much so, yes.
And
you know, it's not a matter anymore of that it's happening there overseas or in the movies. It's happening in every community and in every country. And South Africa is unfortunately a country that's very ripe for human trafficking due to the circumstances in our country where there's no equality. And the whole issue of abuse of vulnerability, it's a big thing, because the human traffickers have almost, in inverted commas, perfected the art of grooming people into what might perceive as a very good relationship. And once they have you to trust them, then they exploit you.
And in talking to that, you know, we talk about human trafficking and then we talk about Annex as an NGO. How do the two meet? Who is Annex and what are they doing about human trafficking?
Well, Annex started off as a group of activists and artists that got together to work against the whole issue of child domestic work, you know, especially like the young girls that get transported from the Karoo to Cape Town to work as domestic workers in Cape Town. But then they realized the whole issue of human trafficking. And Annex's whole aim is to work on a prevention and early intervention level around human trafficking. So we do training and awareness to show people exactly how human trafficking presents itself and how it's very close to home and how it's a subject matter, really, in this day and age, that everyone needs to know how these people operate, because it can also be people in your family that actually has been forced into a situation to sell children or family members off.
And in talking about some of the campaigns that you have done, I do believe that you have a campaign talking about doing a 375-kilometer run. What does that entail?
Yeah, it's a group of 15 runners. We started yesterday at the Weybridge in Rawsonville, and over 4 days, so it's from yesterday until Friday, we run the distance of 375 goes to Beaufort West, and we call it Claim Back the N1 route, because the N1 is notorious. I mean, we've just here this morning in Toast River, you can hear the trucks. And I don't want people to necessarily equate the truck drivers as, you know, always the bad ones, but there's all methods of transport on the N1, and we know that the people on the N1 route is very vulnerable due to lack of jobs and even lack of relationships, because that's what the traffickers know. So what we do is, it's almost like a prophetic act, putting our feet down on the road, and as we run and as we go into the towns, we raise awareness. And it's also for people, the runners that's doing this for us is people that come on board and say, we want to know about this cause. We want to know how human trafficking presents itself, and we might want to make a difference. And it's been very interesting for me to watch the runners yesterday when they now come across people standing on the road at the petrol stations, how they've become aware of to watch out for the vulnerability of people. And you already see on the N1 route, you know, how the kids of, like, in the Dorings is standing on the side of the road. There's no one to look out after them. And how easy would it be to snatch one of them off the road and no one will even know that they've disappeared?
If you've just joined us in conversation, 47 minutes past 4 now, good morning to you. You are joined on the line by Claudia Berger, who is the program director at Annex. Annex are tackling the issue of human trafficking. And many, for many of us, whenever we think human trafficking, we always think about something that happens very far away from us. But needless to say, it is right at our doorstep. And they, as an organization, are doing a 300-kilometer run that is will be raising awareness on the issue of human trafficking. Claudia, bringing it back to you very quickly, we've got the community that I'm sure will be willing to assist in this, but to assist, you need to understand how are these victims, though, being lured, and how does the community get involved in stopping this?
You know, the first thing is that people need to be aware of the relationships that they have. They need to be aware of social media. They need to be aware of new people that come into their community. They need to be aware of, for instance, say the truck drivers, let's use them, that stay at the different gas stations on the road and build relationships. We unfortunately have become a fatherless nation. There's a huge poverty of relationships. All of us have got the need to feel part of and to belong. And we all know that, you know, family life in South Africa is not very good at the moment. And if that's not going to be restored, we're going to have more and more young people that get lured by these traffickers. Because let me tell you, they have their networks. They sit and, for instance, watch and prowl on social media. And if a young girl or boy puts out there, oh, I hate my life, I hate my family, the next thing, they step in. And how they do it, I'm not sure about all their methods, but then they chat up a young girl and, oh, you're pretty, and can I chat to you, and you're gorgeous, and I would like to meet you. Someone in the team yesterday, in the running team, actually spoke about how her young son, actually the other day, just across their house, there's a park, and he went to practices golf there, and this man came up to him, and this is what he said to him: "Shoo, you've got a very good swing." Now, if you're a young person in your adolescence, you want to be noticed, you want to be recognized, and immediately that person zooms in on this that you like to do, and you're going to start a conversation with him. What did the guy ask him next? "Do you have a cell phone? Will you meet with me here tomorrow again?" Now, if you don't have a good relationship with your child, if the child come and tell you that, your child will go the next day, and who knows what happens then. I urge people to go and watch online on YouTube a clip called The Unthinkable, which so beautifully shows the grooming process. I show that in training, and people are shocked because it looks like this guy is forming a normal relationship with a girl. By the time he has her to have sex with him, he's bought her a cell phone, he's keep all the photos, he's got her access to her Facebook password, he turns her against the family, then he sells her to other men.
Can you give me the name of the clip again? Because I'm trying to search it as you are speaking. I was trying to have a look at it. Is it
The Unthinkable? If you type in The Unthinkable Human Trafficking, it will come up.
Okay, so because when I type in The Unthinkable, it gives me a movie. So it should be The Unthinkable.
It is a movie. It's a 20-minute movie.
Oh, no, I'm saying there's a movie with Samuel L. Jackson, which is a completely different thing.
No. So it's type in The Unthinkable Human Trafficking, and it will come up.
Okay, so The Unthinkable Human Trafficking. All right, so that's what we're looking at. And in terms of some of the cases that you would have heard, Claudia, I mean, what's the youngest age that we're talking here?
6, 7.
Oh my! All right,
and younger. I mean, I can tell you now, one of the latest things that they do, one of our ambassadors is Nadine Blom, the actress and activist that just recently got her master's degree in human trafficking. And she said one of the things that they've now discovered that they do is they'll go into a shopping center with a baby pram, and they will go and stand next to her. They'll watch the parents, where the parents, for instance, have two kids, where the one is in the pram and the other one is maybe smaller. And they will distract the parent where the parent needs to attend to the, say, the toddler or whatever. They take the baby from the pram and they put it in their pram and they leave.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Claudia, you know, as scary as this sounds, though, how do we as a community then get involved with your campaign?
Well, I would like people to go onto our Facebook page, Annex Facebook page, or our website, www.annexcdw.org.za. It's an online pledge where they can donate to us, number one, because what we are saying is human trafficking has become the fastest criminal growing industry in the world, where they have, in 2016, give and take, made about $150 billion profit. And we're saying, let us stop going, let the money go to them and provide us with the funds so that we can continue with awareness raising and education of communities who desperately need to know this information. And then people can contact me and, you know, invite me for talks. Children needs to know, educators needs to know. And yeah, please just follow our journey, because the runners are all normal people, mums and dads that come on board and say, we want to make a difference.
All right, Claudia, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
There's just one last thing. And I want people to, if they see something that looks suspicious, there is a human trafficking resource line in South Africa, which is based in Cape Town, and they're 24/7 manned, and the number is 0800-222-777. Phone the number. You know, rather be wrong than sorry.
Rather be wrong than sorry. I'll take that. Rather be wrong than sorry. Thank you so much, Claudia, for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And to you listening at home.